This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here on this live Saturday episode of the show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
We have been talking over the last year, not because, you know, we want to, but because we have to, about all these ridiculous COVID crackdowns and rules and regulations and arbitrariness and tiers and restrictions and... Then there's the bizarre ways that people are coping with this. The ways that people who want to see their family, because that's what people want to do, you know, unless their families suck. But, you know, if you like your family, you want to see them.
Or your chosen tribe, anyway. It doesn't have to be blood family.
You want to see your family, but you've bought into all the propaganda about how dangerous it is.
Feeling lonely this Christmas?
So what are they doing to deal with the fear that they've been sold? There are a variety of different things we've seen over this this last most of a year.
Well, we've seen the explosion of video conferencing over the internet, right? So
sure.
Zoom has been the primary beneficiary. Yeah. I'm sure their company, their CEO is going, holy crap. Why didn't we think of this sooner? You know.
And by the way, Zoom is apparently a Chinese company.
Yeah.
It's probably run by the Chinese government at some level or another. But you know, regardless of that, what we've seen as far as families specifically doing is some really, really sad stuff. But I got to say, the one you're going to tell us about here in a moment, it might take the cake, Captain. But one of the more pathetic ones that I remember from earlier this year, actually throughout the year, these stories keep coming up of the so-called cuddle curtains.
Oh,
I've seen them called that. There may be other names for them as well. But essentially, it's a transparent shower curtain that is hung from, say, a clothesline or something like that in the backyard. And then, you know, grandma or mom or whoever can come out and stand on one side of the curtain. And then a child or whoever else they want to, you know, wants to hug grandma can stand on the other side of the curtain. And the really fancy ones have arm sleeves in them with plastic, not to where your arm can actually go through a hole, but where there's like plastic around, like sleeves of plastic into which you insert your arms.
Right. So, it reminds me of the, when a baby is born prematurely, they put them in the little incubator, and then it's got those like gloves attached to the insides of the wall so you can still touch the baby without touching the baby.
Right, or the nuclear machine, like the where you can do that with like scientific things, right, where you put your hands in the gloves and protect yourself from the radiation or whatever's in there. But just, you know, low tech, right, just a shower curtain, and people hugging through this shower curtain, and, you know, I guess for them it was a really big, exciting deal, but for me looking at it, it was a really sad thing to see.
Yeah.
And so that's one example.
People are afraid of hugging now. People are afraid of people, normal, healthy people, breathing fresh air, and also from hugging and other forms of human touch.
We've seen people taking seriously the government gang's stupid recommendations or threats or whatever about how to have a Thanksgiving where you don't actually contact anybody with all kinds of obsessive... I mean, we went through the rules one night here on Free Talk Live as purported by the CDC about what to do and the California government and others elsewhere about how you can't sit nearer than 6 feet to anybody who's not from your household. And then we just heard about these so-called Christmas bubbles over in the UK. You know, you're not allowed to be with anybody who's from outside of your household, etc.
Folks are gearing up for a very strange and alienating sort of holiday season.
Yeah, they're saying that you can't, in California, you can't go, or San Francisco specifically, there are dating restrictions, you can't go on a double date, there's all kinds of just ridiculous nonsense going on, and people take this stuff seriously, and they sort of act proud of how, quote, innovative they are. Like, so these cuddle curtains are in every news article. Are constantly being promoted as, this is so innovative. This is a way that you can, you know, love your family again. And the one you're going to tell us about here, Captain, it's probably worse.
Well, fear not. I have good news, everyone.
Yep.
Life-size cardboard cutouts of relatives are here to save Christmas.
No. No.
so ridiculous.
This is not saving Christmas.
This is from the New York Post.
This is making Christmas the saddest, loneliest Christmas
people
have ever had.
People are actually printing and shipping life-size cardboard cutouts of themselves to their families. There's photos on this article of families standing next to cardboard cutouts of their relatives, waving and smiling as if they are actually there.
Smiling as if they actually are happy.
There's one photo of a couple of girls where, like, the mom and dad and the family dog are the cardboard cutouts.
Yep.
And the two girls are standing in front of the Christmas tree, and they're out, you know, as if, hey, here's our Christmas photo, everybody. I'm sure that's going on their Christmas cards that they're going to send to everybody.
It's unbelievable.
The New York Post says, lockdown dashed any hopes that Dan and Denise Smith might spend the festive season with their loved ones, but it didn't nix the grandparents' plan to join them around the holiday tree in the safest way possible. The pair from Dallas, or at least the couple's life-size cardboard cutout, is now enjoying a tipple at the Panama City, Florida home of Dan's son, Jason. Jason's wife, Christy, and their teens, Kate and Maggie. The likenesses even include dog Billa, owned by the senior Smiths. It started out as a gag, but it's actually really touching that the children have us, quote, present, unquote, at Christmas when we can't be there in person during COVID-19.
No, by definition, it's not touching.
Yeah. It's the opposite of touching.
Sorry.
It's not
touching. You're 1,000 miles away.
It might be thoughtful in a demented sort of way. She came up with the idea on Thanksgiving, a traditionally larger family gathering she shared this year just with Dan. As the pandemic continues to force people to celebrate the holidays apart.
No, the pandemic didn't force anyone.
Yeah, it's the government or the gangs, the goons, the thieves, the mafia, the liars, the lunatics in the organization known as government.
They're the ones who use force.
Who are forcing you to celebrate your holidays apart. A growing number of Americans are exchanging similar cardboard stand-ins in an effort to spread joy and ease heartache. I don't understand how a cardboard cutout of your family member is going to spread joy.
I don't think it is.
And ease heartache.
I mean, the fact that these people are smiling just shows me that they've lost their minds. They are absolutely delusional if they think that this is somehow, you know, worth smiling about. This is like one of the saddest things I've heard all year.
Get in your frickin' car and drive over to your relative's house, give them a hug, and say hello.
They don't want it. They think they're going to kill them. They think that's a deadly thing to do now.
Good guys.
So instead they're going to look at this cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
And they're going to, what, are they going to pretend to hug it, too, while they're at it? Oh, are they going to get on a Zoom call?
Hold on. We get into the hugging part in a minute. Wow. Good Guys Signs, an online company offering life-sized cheer-ups for $79 a pop, told the Post its orders had tripled this winter. Their competitor, BuildAhead.com, which manufactures up to 6-foot-tall cutouts for $95, said sales have nearly doubled. Due to the coronavirus? No, due to the government's lockdown and their fear-mongering of coronavirus. We've had a lot of parents, quote, sending kids, unquote, to see Grandma and Grandpa for Christmas, and the other way around, too.
Mm-hmm.
Said James Green, co-owner of Build Ahead. The trend is especially popular among military families. Can you imagine? Oh, you're out there doing the bidding of politicians and, you know, otherwise occupying somebody else's land and that kind of a thing. And then here comes a life-size cardboard cutout of your family in your post call. I don't know. Happy recipient Jason, a 46-year-old nurse anesthesiologist, was certainly delighted by the cutout of his relatives. The duo mysteriously moves to different locations around the house, much like the love it or hate it Elf on the Shelf doll. Quote, it's a fun reminder of my folks and how they're always up for a celebratory drink,
it's not
unquote.
Fun. There's nothing fun about a lifeless piece of cardboard sitting in your living room or standing at the side of the dining room. There's nothing fun about that. You cannot talk to it. It is not warm. You know, you can't hug it and feel like you're making any kind of connection. This is insane. Did you see the picture of Joe Biden giving an air hug to somebody? Did you see that one?
What's an air hug?
It means you're standing more than six feet apart, and you, like, you put your arms out as though you were going to hug a person, but then you just stand there and look at the person.
Full derp.
Yep. But this is even worse than that.
Biden has gone full derp.
855-450 free like freedom. You can join us. Share your thoughts on the cardboard families. Free talk live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are sharing a very, very bizarre and sad story about cardboard cutouts now being sent around to family members across the United States to supposedly stand in for the actual family members who are wherever it is that they are because they're afraid of actually being with their family and or vice versa.
This is even worse than, like, virtual reality. You know, I could see, like, a bunch of family members getting on the VR devices and, you know, meeting in VR world
yeah.
and, you know,
it's
having,
worse,
having
yeah.
you know, this is worse this than is that. Worse. It's cardboard cutouts, life-size cardboard cutouts.
That's happening. And it's not just, this isn't new. When I went, I just looked, you know, online to see where the story was, what yeah. variants were there. And there's one from 3 weeks ago from People Magazine as well. A set of grandparents in Texas weren't able to be with their grandchildren in person for Thanksgiving, but that didn't stop them from finding a way to still be present at the dinner table. No, that's delusion.
Yes.
You're not present. You actually have to be there. You're also not present if you're in virtual reality, okay? That's also not really
right.
being present. It's,
right.
it's you know, kind of neat, kind of technologically cool or whatever.
It's still virtual.
It's virtual. Virtual means not real.
Right.
Maybe seeming to be real, but it's not real. And when Missy and Barry Buchanan realized they wouldn't be able to travel for the holiday due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, this is, again, Thanksgiving time, the couple, affectionately known as Alma and Poppy, knew they had to get creative. Remember what I was saying before about the cuddle curtains?
Yep.
Always presented as innovation, creativity. Oh, this is so great. This is so brilliant. Instead of missing out entirely, Missy decided to buy two life-size cardboard cutouts of her and Barry standing 6 feet tall and send them to their four grandkids, Texas and California, according to the outlet. Quote, family love is not going to change whether we're there or not. She told Good Morning America. She said that her daughter received the surprise package in the mail first. Almost instantly, the kids took the cutouts, propped them up around the house, and began snapping photos. She texted, OMG, this is the funniest thing we've ever seen. Really? That's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your entire life? This is their daughter who was saying this.
Wow.
I think you're a little deprived here, folks. You're deprived of actual funny things happening in your life, and you've confused what is one of the saddest times of your life with one of the funniest times. Now, I guess, you know, you better laugh at it because, you know, otherwise it will drive you insane, but you may already be there if you're actually entertained or amused by this ridiculousness.
Yeah, this article goes on with examples, and we'll share that, of course. But they say the same applies to Carolyn Rodriguez of Park City, Utah, who describes the cutout of her three adorable daughters. So she can't be with her daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Describes the cutout of her three adorable daughters as a holiday hug.
No.
Delivered to Grandma and Grandpa in
no.
California.
It's not a hug.
No, it's not.
You have to touch the person for it to be a hug. That's why I say this is even more sad than the cuddle curtain, at least. At least the cuddle curtain is a half inch of plastic or, you know, a quarter, you know, tenth of a millimeter or whatever it is, plastic between you. Maybe you could actually feel the body heat of somebody through that. At least the person is standing there.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was the most pathetic thing I'd ever seen. This takes the cake.
Yep. You can't love a piece of cardboard. I mean, you can, but...
Why don't they just
weird.
Get take it to the next level? Why don't you get one of the sex dolls and put a you know, put Grandpa's face on the
yeah,
front of it?
You can 3D print faces, so why not do that?
I'm not saying you should have sex with the doll. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, at least then it would be a doll.
Sure. Now we've gotten carried away, Ian.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I mean, I don't know how much more sad this can get, Captain. This is like really depressing.
I had to put it on the air. I read this and I was like,
this
oh
is a
my
must
gosh,
cover story.
You're not going to believe what folks are doing. There's, you know, there's children hugging these things as if they, you know what I mean? They don't know what to do. They're like, oh, look, it's a cardboard cutout of some relatives that I miss. You know, like,
yeah.
What are you supposed to do? You know, what a horrible thing to send people to. Like, you know, sorry, we're too scared to show up at your house for the
right.
holidays. Here's what an egotistical thing, too. Here's a cutout of me. Happy holidays.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Tim. He's in Texarkana, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
How you doing, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've called you before, hell, before I was a whole lot drunk when I called, but
right.
I ain't so bad. I ain't so bad now.
Excellent.
I don't always, I even said it the last time we talked, I don't always agree with everything that you say. I'm not
That's
a liberal.
Okay. We aren't either.
You know what?
We're libertarians.
Everything I hear you talk about, I do agree on. Lot of stuff, a whole lot of stuff. And the one thing I have a big problem with right now, and it has nothing to do with you, the station that I listen to here in Texarkana, Texas. I'm originally from New Hampshire.
Oh, cool.
I am a New Hampshireite.
Nice.
Raised in Vermont and from New Hampshire and moved down here. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
And, there's one station or one website that I am sure of, and that's InfoWars. I'm sorry. I know you don't always agree on everything, but he does tell the truth. I've looked up his links.
How do you feel about Jones? So you're talking about Alex Jones, the guy behind InfoWars. How do you feel about Jones now supporting martial law?
I may think it might be necessary right at this point.
Wow.
Because why? Because at this point, if Trump pulls his major card and makes this happen, because it was obvious that this was stolen. I've seen the information. I've been warning about these voter boxes, the electronic voter boxes, for God, 10 years. My family up in New Hampshire and Vermont had disowned me because of this and said I was nuts.
So hold on, I want to know about this martial law. What do you want to see happen with martial law? What do you think should be the goal?
I want to see heads roll. I want to see accountability. If our judicial system is broken right now, for the likes of you and me...
So putting the military in charge is going to fix it, right?
I don't know that. I don't know that. All I know is...
Do you remember when Alex Jones used to make videos called Police State 1, 2, and 3?
Yes, I saw them all.
Yeah. Remember when Alex Jones used to be against the police state? Isn't it kind of weird that now he's in favor of it?
No, but...
No, that didn't strike you as hypocritical or strange?
No.
Nothing weird there, huh? Not like a total turnaround of opinion in 20 years. I mean, people can change, obviously, but that's kind of a weird thing to me.
So explain to me.
For somebody to be so anti-police state to now actually be advocating for the essence of a total police state, a military police state... Martial law.
I mean, we kind of have martial law now. The only thing that's missing is, of course,
military
in the streets. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, Jones doesn't want martial law if Biden's in charge. He wants martial law by Trump, because that makes it okay. Thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Congressional leaders are continuing to negotiate over a coronavirus relief bill as a new hang-up has emerged. A deal now hinges on a proposal from Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, who wants to end special lending powers granted to the Federal Reserve in the CARES Act. Even with that issue, most members of Congress are still optimistic that a deal can be reached this weekend. Senator Ben Cardin is one of those members. The Maryland Democrat also tells Fox News that another round of stimulus will be needed in 2021 to help the country fully recover from the pandemic.
Yes, I do believe we're going to need another COVID package. This is basically a transition aid package to get us through the next 3 months. We know that the impact of COVID-19 will be beyond 3 months from now, the impact it has on American families and on our economy, on state and local government, on our health care system.
This is USA Radio News. House leaders received a briefing from the FBI Friday on the relationship between Congressman Eric Swalwell and an alleged Chinese spy. The California Democrat says he severed ties with the Chinese national when he was alerted to her suspected spying activities by law enforcement. The Chinese national, Christine Fang, left the U.S. in 2015 when she came under investigation by the FBI. A number of Republican members of Congress have called for Swalwell to be removed from his position on the House Intelligence Committee. Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss is one of those Republicans. He tells Fox News that an investigation is needed to find out how compromised Representative Swalwell is.
Here is someone who has had a relationship with a Chinese spy for 5 years. You're correct. We don't know what was shared, but it's also true we don't know what was shared. I mean, that is the whole point. And someone who would potentially risk our national security has no place on the Intel committee.
This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Matrix chat room. You can go in there and multiple chat rooms, in fact. And you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. By the way, that sequel's coming out next year. Matrix 4.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They're going to be doing that one direct to HBO Max, so you won't.
Well, because they can't do anything else.
Well, they could go. I mean, technically, it will release in some theaters, but no one's going to them.
Yeah.
AMC theaters may be going out of business.
Maybe some drive-through theaters. Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yep.
On the air.
Very bad. So anyway, go to chat.lrn.fm. You can learn the steps to take to get on our Matrix server and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners.
Real quick, the previous caller mentioned something about, you know, the system is fraudulent, right? The voting machines and all that kind of thing. And there is some truth to that. These voting machines are crap, right? The people who, the software people behind them, the companies behind them, they're doing a poor job. But to me, all presidential elections are fraudulent because what they do is they attempt to manufacture fake consent with your vote.
Well, you voted for him.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've never actually consented to being a citizen of the United States of America.
Unless you did. Like, you know, if you were an immigrant.
If you're an immigrant, right. But if you were born you know, and then in the United States of America, and then, you know, your parents got you a birth certificate or whatever, and then you got your first job and you were making, you know, $5 an hour, and, you know, you expected a $200 paycheck and it was only $125. You're like, well, what happened? And then it just shows you right there on your pay stub that the government took, you know, half your money or whatever, a quarter of your money or whatever it is. So you never consented to that.
I did not.
I didn't. I sure didn't. Nor did anybody else who was born in the geographic area known as the United States. But this facade known as an election attempts to give you the idea that you have consented because you've put your check mark next to the name of a guy.
Yep, now you have to do whatever this lunatic wants you to do.
Yeah.
So, let's go back to your calls and thoughts here, and then we can talk more about cardboard cutouts and other ridiculous nonsense going on to separate people from one another, to disconnect other humans from their humanity, and I think the damage that's being done, especially to children in this, is really,
so
really bad. But let's go first to Steve in Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Captain. It's your political Steve. Refugee from Connecticut. How are you?
What's on your mind?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, those cardboard cutouts. It must be the people who are all masked up. They probably don't get enough oxygen. They probably are breathing in synthetic fluoride, and they think these cardboard cutouts are a great idea.
They're delirious.
It's
the funniest thing they've ever seen.
Yeah, oddly enough, the cutouts are not wearing masks.
So that's dangerous.
I think that maybe they should be charging extra for the masks, these manufacturers.
I mean, what I would, if someone ever said that to me, I would just set up a FaceTime live with them and just say, look, you're going right in the fireplace.
Thanks for keeping me warm.
There goes Uncle Jim.
all these restrictions that are coming around for Christmas, and you can't gather, right? You can't have more than, I don't know, 5 people, 10 people. I don't know what it is. State to state, it changes, but.
It does.
I think it might be a misdemeanor if you have even a birthday party, right?
Well, anybody who in most states with the emergency order statutes, it is a misdemeanor charge to disobey an emergency order from the governor. So anything has ordered.
So if I'm throwing a birthday party, there's 10 people over there. All right, those 10 people will get the misdemeanor. So what about the person who is actually it's their birthday and they blow out the candles on the cake? Who's going to eat that cake? Is that person a felon now? It's crazy.
It really is crazy.
It depends on how many candles. So I think if you're over 10 years old, you'd be a felon. But under 10 years old, you're probably just a misdemeanor because of 10 candles.
Who's going to eat that cake?
Well, the 10-year-old.
All by himself.
Great show tonight, guys.
Steve, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
In other Christmas-related news, there's also the insanity coming to the local Santa Claus setup. You remember the local mall where you'd go there with your parents in the 80s or 70s or whenever you were going there in the 90s?
Yep.
You had Santa Claus and the kids were waiting in line. And you
sit on his lap and all
sit
that.
Sit on his lap, yep. Tell him what you want for Christmas, and they give you some little trinket or whatever. You get like a candy.
Yeah, this is all germaphobe Santa
or something. Yeah, so now they've got the new version of Santa Claus. And we talked earlier about that, but is there more to this story about the cardboard cutouts, or do we pretty much?
I mean, there's that. Just more examples of people giving their reaction to
people who are overexcited about seeing a piece of cardboard.
It's nothing we need to really cover anymore. It's sad. It's pathetic. I'm more concerned, like you mentioned, for the children in these circumstances. Like, they're going to be hugging a cardboard cutout. Well, Grandma, I mean, they did mention something about one of the kids, like, talking to the grandparents cut out. Hey, Grandma, how are you? It's good to see you. That kind of a thing. I was like, ugh.
Dead silence in return.
Yeah.
Let's go to Geraldine. She's in Daytona Beach, Florida, listening to WNDB. Hello, Geraldine.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. I get a lot of harassment from everybody because I do not wear a mask.
All right.
I like you already.
Because back in 2003, January, we were in Thailand, and there was an outbreak of COVID in China. So when we got back to L.A., the CDC was handing out, folders. If you get these symptoms in 7 to 10 days, see your doctor. So I did my 10th day, and I've had SARS. But people don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
they think that this is just a new virus. Oh, it's not that old. Because I think this is all nuts. I'm 70. I've never seen such craziness in my life.
Yeah, the full name, I believe, is SARS-CoV-19, something along those lines. It does actually have...
SARS, it was O2.
O2. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Right, yeah. Right. But I'm saying that COVID is also a form of SARS, and SARS stands for Sudden Acute Respiratory Syndrome.
Correct.
Geraldine, do you have grandkids?
Yes, and they were all exposed.
Can you imagine not seeing your grandkids because you were so afraid of what might happen?
No, not ever. I'm not afraid. I want to live my life.
Right, and part of that is seeing the people that you care about and expressing that you love those people and being able to contact them. And I just can't even imagine how mentally distressing and damaging this is to those grandchildren. Like, these grandparents who are doing... You're hurting your grandchildren if you are sending...
They are so brainwashed, my grandchildren, who are now 21, 23.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
I mean, even the 15-year-old. But I was kept a secret in Daytona Beach back in 2003 when I came down with SARS.
Mm-hmm.
The health department didn't want anybody to know about me. The infectious control doctor, they hid me tight down. I'm telling you. But they were not going to let my daughter work as a CNA or my granddaughter go to school because she had contact with me.
Wow.
I've never had the flu. I've never had a flu shot. And this vaccine, as far as I'm concerned, is the way to track us.
What sort of things are you encountering? You said people are giving you a hard time in public. Can you give us an example?
Well, I was harassed by a stock boy in Walmart. He went and got his manager because I said, get your manager. And, I get asked all the time, I hear comments. And so I go up to them and I said, let me tell you something. Your little rude comment. I had SARS in 2003, January of 2003. You're crazy. It wasn't around back then.
These people don't know anything what they're talking about. Thank you, Geraldine. I appreciate your stories tonight. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for being strong out there and setting a good example for people. An example of courage. And I appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry to hear that your grandchildren aren't reciprocating. So sad.
Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain on this episode. We might be able to get you in if you're already on hold. If we don't get you in tonight, that's okay. The captain will be back tomorrow.
No, I will. That's right.
To host the Sunday show.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yes. And we do this thing 7 nights a week. So if you missed a moment, no problem. You can just go to freetalklive.com. You can download archives. They go back for more than a decade. Almost a decade and a half, all for free over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy those. Also, coming up in the summertime of 2021.
Summertime.
It's going to be ForkFest 2021. It will be the fifth annual ForkFest, a decentralized libertarian camping festival in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, which you attended for the very first time this year, Captain.
I did, and I have to say that if you're listening to me, you should get the fork out here.
Yes.
And join us for ForkFest.
No cardboard cutouts allowed.
No.
You must come in real life.
If you bring or mail a cardboard cutout of yourself, I will burn you.
Zoom conferences will not work.
The cardboard cutout, that is.
You don't have the internet bandwidth for Zoom there.
Yeah,
so
do they even have internet there?
Disconnect, it's very poor. It's better than it's ever been, but it's still not that good.
I imagine there's going to be people afraid of that. Like, oh, I can't be where there's no internet. I'm afraid.
Well, you don't belong there at ForkFest, if that's the case. Worst case, you can go down the road and like go to the McDonald's and use their internet or something
that's
like
true.
That. But come on out. Go to ForkFest.party. It is decentralized. That means that there's no one who is in charge of this event. There's not an organizer. There's not a board of directors. It's just you. You get to decide what to do. Do you want to create a thing for other people to enjoy, or do you want to just go out and enjoy the company of other people? It's up to you. You can do all of those things or none of them. It's your call. ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. We're planning on being there.
I'll be there.
Are you going to try to go for longer?
I am. I hope to go to the first ever Porcupine Freedom Festival myself as well the week before.
The first one for you.
First one for me, yeah. Right.
I think it's like number 17.
Yeah, and I've been wanting to go to one. something. For 17 freaking years, yeah. But or whatever number they're on. But it just never happened because I was out on the West Coast. Now that I'm here, I think I'm early enough in the game that I can get the, you know, the time to get away and do both, or at least part of both. Maybe the last 4 days of that and then the whole week of work. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But I would like to, you know, attend both if possible this year. I did go last year with the intent of not doing anything and just enjoying all the other stuff. Right. And then I got hornswoggled. I willingly went into doing the live music
thing.
Yeah,
you played.
We played. Show. We were the only live music publicly available that I'm aware of in the entire United States at that point. There were other people playing shows, but like it would be a secret show in a basement or that kind of a thing, or maybe one of these drive-in concerts that they were doing.
So
but,
lame.
But outside of that, like, as near as I could tell, we were the only publicly available live music, at least in the state of New Hampshire.
It was fun, and you can have fun next year. And again, June 28th through July 4th, go mark your calendar now and start planning for ForkFest.Party. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. John is in Kalamazoo, Michigan. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Well, yes. You said you didn't know anybody. Well, I do. My cousin, and she died.
Of what?
And COVID, and her daughter gave it to her.
Okay.
So her daughter has to live with the fact that what she did the rest of her life.
Wait, you're blaming the daughter? That's weird.
She was the one coming to take care of her mom, and she should have known better.
How old was her mom?
90.
90. Okay, so she could have just died anyway.
Symptoms. No, she wasn't going to die anyway. She was in great health.
Okay.
She died on the third day of symptoms.
Hmm.
And then couldn't even go to the funeral.
Most people don't make it to 90, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't her going to take care of the mom, who would have taken care of her?
You're right. Her son that lived right next door. Yeah.
Maybe she
right
shouldn't feel
door.
So bad. Maybe she should feel good because she got to see her mother, and she actually got to be around her rather than all these other people whose parents are dying without them seeing their kids.
Yeah, well, then.
But, I mean, if you want to be depressed for your whole life, that's certainly a choice you can make.
It's not my deal. It's not, I don't have to live with it. It was my cousin. She was a wonderful person.
Yeah. Well, maybe she still is a wonderful person.
Yeah.
Would she have been a better person if she had ignored her mother and not helped her?
She was careless as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to place blame, but as we've seen, there's plenty of people who've caught the COVIDs without having, you know, even though they've taken all of the precautions, even though they've stayed home, even though they've put masks on, double masked. We've seen the military study with the insane level of cleaning, and they still had infections. So maybe you shouldn't beat yourself up so much.
It's all around here in Kalamazoo. It's all around here.
Is it? Yeah, it sounds
so
like a
little
to me.
I don't go out too much because of it.
Okay, well, you just stay home, and the rest of us will go out, and we'll enjoy our lives, and you can live in fear. How's that sound?
I don't live in fear.
Oh, okay. Why are you staying home?
I live in understanding reality of what's going on around me.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best, John. I don't understand, man.
Yeah,
blaming yourself over that stuff?
Or even, like, I mean, it sounded like he was trying to make the girl who was taking care of her mom feel guilty.
That's what he was doing, yeah.
And that's horrible. Yeah. You're going to lay a guilt trip like that on for something that nobody really even knows how it spread yet.
Nope. Let's continue. We got Mark. He's in Columbia, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mark.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Very quickly. I really feel for that guy, but I tell you what, you got to take care of the parents. I have a 90-year-old father and a 82-year-old mother, and COVID is real. But at the same time, I believe you got to live your life, and I mean, it's the depression and the mental stress that this has added to them. They both have diabetes and cardiac issues, so the issue of not seeing their loved ones is sometimes more dangerous than the actual. And it's like our president said that sometimes the cure is worse than the disease. And I do believe that's the case. I do want to make out one point. This is the most important point.
Sure.
There was a study I saw in the periodical. There was a study that said 20% of COVID patients received developed a mental illness. And that should be listed as a symptom of the COVID. And it was developed through the COVID. And I'm sitting there going, no, they're trying to justify the pandemic. 20% of COVID patients, and I do believe that, mostly elderly, did not receive and or develop a mental illness disorder due to the COVID disease. It is because of the direct result of the
of isolation
to COVID, but
it's a result of isolation.
It was from the pandemic. It was from the shutdown and the pandemic, resulting in stress and isolation, and again, particularly with the elderly, that caused them anxiety, depression, and everything else that the study found.
And it's not just happening with the elderly. It's happening with children, too. Yeah. There's been a study recently, significant impact on children's well-being and mental health. I mean, to blame this lady for the daughter for going and taking care of her mother, it's, like, ridiculous. Because then, if she hadn't have gone and taken care of her mother and the mom died anyway, maybe she catch COVID or she just died anyway, then she'd get blamed for not going to see her mother.
And my question is,
exactly.
My question is, in that case with the previous caller, the mom, what was her preference? Was her preference to have the daughter come over and take care of her and risk the COVID? Or was her preference the opposite of that and she did it anyway, right? What let's figure that out and you'll figure out what's right and what's wrong. If it was her preference to be taken care of, then the right thing was done.
Exactly. But the blame attempt to falsely blame the disease and redirect it away from the noted cause and the negative effect of the pandemic shutdown is wrong.
Agreed.
I'm with you, Mark. Good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. We continue. Jerry in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain.
How you doing, man?
Jerry, what's on your mind?
I can't believe I'm on.
Here you are. Believe it.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You know, it always helps to make notes. You know, just jot down a couple little bullet points, things you want to make sure that you say, and then you won't ever get, sidetracked.
I can't believe it. I can't believe this happened.
All right, well,
we're on 7 days a week, bro.
Okay. Wait.
He's got it.
Why do you all hate pit bulls?
What? We don't hate pit bulls. I used to have one a long time ago. Why would you say that?
Because I heard you and the girl that is on every once in a while, and you and the captain, and how you basically made them as evil.
No, when did that happen?
Pit bulls?
I've never said that. Not ever. Pit bulls are just a dog. I mean, it just depends on how you raise them. It depends on, just like any dog. If you beat a dog, it's going to be a bad dog. If you starve a dog, it's going to be a bad dog.
The same stigma was associated with German shepherds back in the day, too. And that's right.
And
same
Dobermans.
With Dobermans. And Rottweilers. Yep.
Hey, Jerry, I don't know who was saying that on this show, but I was not on that night, whoever it was, because I would have called him out on the carpet for that. So I'm glad you called in.
You did. You were on that night, and you did call him out.
All right, cool. We have different opinions here, and that's a good thing. Jerry, call us again, man. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out lordkickass.com.
Sounds and hounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, ZT and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.